It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And Joe, before we get back to it here and let people know, our football coverage on WQAM is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Joe, back to you.
All right, speaking of football, Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, is going to join us coming up here in about 15 minutes from now. We'll talk to Omar about a little bit about the Dolphins as well, and contracts, and getting back to a little bit of football here as we get set. Listen, man, they got a good team. Dolphins have a good team. We'll find out, you know. You know, you got to do it. People have heard that before. Well, I've heard they had a good team last year. What happened? So, and the Canes, by the way, down in Coral Gables, have a really good football team. They just do. Look, and if you hit the transfer portal and you get good transfer portal players, and you have good recruiting classes, you're gonna have a good team. And you know, got to put a good system in on both sides. Got coaching counts too, but they got a lot of good players. This is the best team they've had in a long, long time. So we'll see how it all works out, right? It's at least something to look forward to, and we will find out. Getting contracts done and finishing things up. By the way, isn't it wild now that all of a sudden you've got a championship hockey team down here, and all the moves that are made now, everybody's paying attention to because you feel like you know the players. They've been on national TV, and people really wanted to get to know, like, what the hell's going on with this team, and they're so good. They're signing guys. Guys are wanting to come here. They're buying guys out, veteran players out, in different teams right now, and players like Nate Schmidt. Said, hey, man, I want to come down here. I want to play for Coach Maurice. I played for him before. And so he comes down here for the minimum because somebody else is picking up his tab, and they're going to be able to get that. When you're a champion, these guys want to no state taxes, chance to win a championship for a system you know. And I think there's going to be – listen, Paul Maurice has been around for a while, and so it's a good situation. I think – those guys seem to have really good chemistry. I think the rest of the league knows that. And so they're in good shape, man. They're in very, very good shape. We got the DeMar DeRozan story, too. Chicago Bulls, with the last few years now, average 24 points per game. I want to bring this up because this is he's a top free agent left, right? With everything going on, or guys re-signing with their own teams, and that's happened a lot. Donovan Mitchell is already and everything. So DeMar DeRozan, next guy up. There's going to be some teams interested, obviously, in him because he averages 24 points a game. But I got to tell you something else. Even in his 16th year coming up, he played in 79 games last year. You know, I never thought even bringing up games. Like, there were a few years ago, then all of a sudden all these NBA guys start missing all these games. Yeah, that kind of counts. Pat Riley agrees. So, DeMar DeRozan is going to be 35 next month. Played in 79 games at age 34. Played in damn near every game. If I told you that your top guys could average 79, you wouldn't even take 79. For fans that have been following this and all these guys, it's another new lineup. We've got, he's going to be out 2 weeks. Oh, he's going to be out a month. This guy's going to be out. You got to have guys play. Your best players have to play. They have to play. And by the way, before that, The Dolphins went through it. Whole offensive line, my God, we had guys left tackle, left guard, center, right guard. All of them missed. It felt like a half a season each. And then your defensive ends get injured. And then your backup defensive ends get injured. So, that's a big part of it is having guys that can play. So I don't know how this can work out. Apparently the Lakers and Heat seem to be the front runners, although I don't know where the money's going to come from. Was it Barry Jackson had that article, Woody? The mid-level exception, $5.2 million. And DeMar wants to play for the Heat, but does he want to play for $5.2 million off a year where you average 24 points a game?
He'd be nuts to do that. And I don't know. Look, the other thing is you come to the Heat, I don't think it's like an automatic title contender or anything like that either, right? Usually if you take a pay cut that significant, it's because you think you got a really good chance to win a championship.
I don't think DeMar DeRozan.
No, I was just going to tell you, I think the L.A. thing is a really unattractive destination. You want to be involved in this J.J. Redick experiment, LeBron's kid over there? Like, who wants to be involved in that?
You don't expect Bronny's going to play, do you?
They're going to give him, so that they're discussing a deal with him now. I just saw this. They're going to give him a deal that will basically ensure that he's part of that 15-man roster.
Correct.
This will be like the Giannis situation in Milwaukee with his brother.
Right.
Who
Same
you know,
deal.
Sits on the end of the bench.
Yeah. So you didn't think they're going to send him to G League in some small town for like 6 months, did you?
No, but look, it's I like it.
When LeBron's wife shows
cool
up,
story.
She wants to see the son and the husband.
I think it's a great story, but like at the same time, do you want to take a pay cut to go be involved in that? Like DeMar DeRozan's another guy's at the way end of his career. I don't think putting him on this Heat roster.
I mean, he makes you better, don't say
I know
that.
He makes you better, but okay. he doesn't make you better.
I didn't know how far you were going to go, but don't tell
me
that DeMar DeRozan doesn't make
or
you
Philly.
Better. He makes your team better.
Yeah, he does, but you're not better than Boston. You're not better than Philly. I mean, Joe, come on. Let's be realistic here. So, again, like I don't know why a guy would take that significant of a pay cut to come to a team where, you know, I don't know, not a great chance of winning a title.
Hey, Just bouncing over here. Yesterday, I didn't realize so many soccer people were listening to the show yesterday. So
did we upset some soccer people?
No. So lead it on ESPN last night is this Greg Berhalter story, the U.S. soccer coach. And people are saying, I mean, people in the game are saying he needs to go. He's terrible. He's holding these guys back. So I was curious about the talent thing. Listen, it doesn't matter how good a coach you are. If you don't have talent, it doesn't. There's not a coach out there that's ever won a championship then have good players. It just, or doesn't win a lot. You got to have good players too. And listen, I think the coaching's really, really important. So Christian Pulisic is the best player on the team. And so they said this is the best talent a U.S. team's ever had. I didn't know this. Woody, did you know they had 15 players with Big Five Europe that play in Big Five European leagues? 15 players from here. So they have some good players. Robinson and McKinney and some different guys on the team are playing on some big teams overseas. And I don't think they're a threat to do anything unless they start playing better. I don't know how much of this is coaching. But I was curious that, and now the saying the talent's a lot better, but nobody's talking about any one guy that can take over a game, obviously, and that's, you know, a superstar that can score and do things. They don't have that guy either. So I was just curious. I spent a little time. You guys got me yesterday, and, you know, we were sitting here talking about it, and this, you know, people start caring about the team, and when are we going to catch up? We've been talking about this soccer thing and that the MLS was going to be a better league and it was going to get better. And so Messi has nothing to do, and all his teammates, by the way, from Barcelona, they're not American players, so they have nothing to do with this U.S. team at all. We can talk about how great they are and they're going to win this whole thing and leading scorer and Messi and all the things Messi might do by the time he comes back and they get rolling again. But we still way behind in the soccer thing. And there are a lot of kids.
We're always going to be way behind, though, Joe. Let me ask you a question.
Don't you think at some point
and you wanted them to, you know, to go pro in a sport, right? I know most, like, I don't do that with my son. Like, I don't, you know, have these visions of him being a pro athlete. But, like, if you did, right, what sport would you want him playing? Soccer would be last on the list.
Why?
And I'm just going by the amount of money that gets handed out to all these players in these American leagues, right? Like, baseball contracts are insane. NBA contracts, as we see, are just they're insane.
Woody, where did I just tell you where football all the top soccer guys are they're insane. Not playing in the MLS.
I understand that, but do you want to raise your
overseas.
Kid? Yeah, but that's the problem, right? That's the problem. Is you can't stay here and play that sport and make a ton of money. The other sports you can. That's the only sport that you can't stay in this country and make a lot of money. Hell, you can play hockey and you can make a bunch of money. We just saw a bunch of contracts get given out. I mean, that's nowhere near.
So what are you saying? Our best athletes that grow up here will never continue to play soccer.
Why would you?
Because you love the sport. Sometimes they love the sport, Woody. They're okay. Not going, hey, Dad, hey, Dad, which one pays the best before I make this decision?
No, you don't think kids care about that? By the way, if you make it to the top of your sport, you can't play in this country. You're going to have to go to England.
Hey, Woody, I got to tell you something. I don't think kids just think about that, young kids.
I think the parents that put them in the sports do. By the way, every young kid likes playing soccer. That's what you start playing.
Everybody
it's
gets
the easiest sport to play. So you put
everybody
your kids in
starts
soccer
with
when they're little.
Where the kids run around in a bunch there and chase each other around. Yeah.
But if you're a parent, you see like, oh my, wow, my kid is like really, really good, and maybe they have a chance. Soccer's not the direction I think you'd want to go in.
I just disagree.
Okay, that's
fair. If you're a good soccer player at a young age, we got some good soccer teams down here. We got a lot of kids that are from other countries that are living here now and living in South Florida. We got a big population of different groups of people from different places, and they got kids that are really good in soccer.
It's just not, I mean, look, and you want to go play overseas, that's one thing, but it's just not as lucrative as the other sports, and it's not even close. Like, a text just says the MLS is a minor league. We know that. Like, we know the MLS is a minor league.
Yeah, if a guy's really good, he's not going to play in the MLS. He can go over and get paid and play against the best and play over on these teams.
How many kids want to do that? How many people want to do that?
All our good players are doing it. Our best players are all over there. Our best players on that team are all playing overseas.
I don't know, bro. Guys I've never even heard of are getting tens of millions of dollars in NBA contracts right now. So that's kind of the direction I'd steer my kid in.
Yeah, but not
you see the baseball contracts? You see what the baseball players are making?
I know, Woody, but
and by the way, you can stay here. You play here. You don't have to go play in the English Premier League.
So let me get this right. So I can understand today's parents that have kids playing sports. Help me out, because you apparently are in on this thing.
I am.
So you're telling me, hey, little Johnny's a really good soccer player, but we just had to tell him, Johnny, you know what? You got to switch sports, man. You ain't going to make enough money doing this. What parent does that?
We're talking about the highest level, though. You're talking about USA Soccer, right? So you're talking about the highest level of sports. So I think at some point you do make that decision, right?
So you don't think kids that
so
have
that's
success.
That's why our best athletes are not going to play soccer. They never
Woody,
have and they never will.
Woody, if,
that's why our soccer team's not as good as
Woody,
the others, Joe.
If you're really good as a kid and you're a good athlete when everybody's fairly close and you realize you're a good soccer player and your family realizes you're a good soccer player and more importantly, when you're really good at something, you really usually like that sport, not always, but a lot of time. Because you're having success, your self-esteem, all that stuff, your confidence, you stick with it. So you're just going to change in the middle of it going. And by the way, not every guy's going to be like 6'6". No,
I like how this text is screaming at me like, yeah, because your kid can make the NBA. I'm not talking about my kid. I already said that. I'm talking about the fraction of a percentage of kids that can actually get to that level, that can play pro sports.
But he's right, Woody. Talking less than 1% of all these sports, and most of these parents aren't wanting their kids to be pros. I think a lot of
didn't
them.
You played every sport growing up. At some point, you had to make a decision which one you wanted to focus on, right?
I did, but I didn't make that decision until I was 16 years old.
Okay. So at some point, you have to make that decision, right? And you got to look at the path with soccer. You want to go play overseas? You want to do that? Or you want to stay here and make a whole bunch of money playing in one of the American leagues?
Yeah.
That's pretty much your decision.
I know, but
unless the NFL gets a team in London.
You're just going to keep going on this thing. Like, nobody wants to play soccer.
I didn't say nobody wants to play soccer. I just said that the best American athletes are not going to play soccer.
I wish some of the parents have kids down here that are playing in the inner Miami would just call in and just.
A lot of different texts on this, by the way. So,
listen, man, if you're good.
Some people agree, some don't. I don't.
Right.
I mean, I think it's. There's no debating that our best athletes are not playing soccer. I'm guessing Tyreek Hill, if you want to play soccer, would be really, really good.
Yes, he could have been really good. I agree.
He has a hell of a whole Dolphins offense, probably better than anyone we have on the USA team, if they learned how to play soccer.
All right.
I'm just saying, bro.
No, I know.
You don't think Jalen Waddle's a better athlete than Christian Pulisic?
No, they're all better athletes, but way to pick two of the fastest guys in the fastest guy in the league.
I just went down the road to Miami Gardens.
Okay.
And a better soccer team.
Hey,
there.
Listen, we got now you're running late here to make
Sorry,
your point.
We got slow mark.
No,
because
you got going here, and now you're taking you're busy to make your point.
Why don't you ask Omar
everything.
His thoughts on soccer?
You know what? I will.
All right.
I will do that. I will check it. But first, I got to help Omar with something else. Low T and ED. And hey, it happens to guys in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. It hit me. God, that day, man. Oh, 6 months ago. ED and low T hit. I'm not proud of it. I'm sitting here telling you again, I'm not proud of it. But I got to tell you. And I didn't even want to go. I was not interested. I go, would you go down and meet with Atlantic Men's Clinic? Please, just go down there. There's a store in they've got a location in Plantation. They've got them all over South Florida. I go, well, that one's the closest for me. So I went down. That's the best thing I ever did. Sat there, met with their professionals, explained everything I was going through, and said, Joe, you've been lucky. You're in mid-60s, and you're just getting low T and ED. And I go, well, I don't know, you know. So I kind of lied at first, and I go, well, I just got to tell him, man. I got to tell him all this stuff. Hey, man, I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm moody. I'm not working out. All I do is sit on the couch and eat and watch TV, and something's not working in the bedroom. I have no sex drive. I was like, God, what a terrible day that was. So anyway, they took care of it, man. It's been 6 months. I feel great. I'm doing stuff, man. Coming home in the afternoon with a nice workout going, wow. God, it feels good. Gosh, you know, I thought these 60s were going to get rough here, especially the late ones, man. But Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you, discuss your opinion, your options, and we'll make the decision together with their medical team. Your initial visit includes medical consultation, a T and a PSA test, and they sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment. Your visit is free. Folks, I need to give you this number. If you're going through this, listen, you can't go around and tell anybody about low T or especially ED, and usually you have one, you have the other. Just make the call. Go down and hear what they have to say. You're going to like it. You're going to do it. 877-455-7300. Get all set up. 877-455-7300. Or just go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. 6 locations throughout South Florida for you to get that energy back in field.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good again.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right. Hey, Woody, thank you. And Omar Kelly, nice enough from the Miami Herald Dolphins columnist to join us this morning. Omar, how you doing?
I'm good. When you say the Miami Herald, that just sounds so weird, but I get it.
Listen, man, that's great get, man. They got you over the front of the Miami Herald sports every day. Come on, man. That's
No. It's a kid's dream. Miami Herald was the first place I interned ever. They gave me my first job in journalism, so I'm appreciative and grateful. But, you know, I still got love for Sun Sentinel, too. That was my home for 20 years.
Yeah,
but,
no.
You know, the most important thing, I think, locally is that everybody supports local journalism, because without it, we can't cover your local teams. And you know, I know it takes a lot to subscribe, but, you know, I'm working on a deal to get that Herald subscription for the rest of the year for all the Dolphins training camp at a discounted price. It's coming down the pipeline.
Look at you. Just starting there and already got good ideas for the boss over there. All right. That sounds good. Hey, by the way, let's jump into a few things. Three guys want new contracts. Do all three guys get one by the time the season starts?
I don't think they do. I think hopefully Tua does. I think
Tyreek does.
I think you could wait. I don't think it would be wise to wait, but I think you can. The reason I say I don't think it'll be wise to wait is because Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb are next on the next down the chute in terms of guys who are going to become the highest paid receiver in the NFL. Why wouldn't you want to get in now before the price goes up even more? And then on top of that, you extend Tyreek, probably add on an extra year, get rid of his fake year in 2026 and make it a real year. And then have him locked up for, let's say, three more seasons, which is right along the window of when you should be competitive for a title if you have Tua as your quarterback. You would save $14 million in cap space. And this is what people don't understand. Signing Tua and Tyreek to multi-year extensions, even if they're top five highest paid players at their position, that's going to create about $22-23 million in cap space and that benefits you for future years. So it sets you up to really put together a nice roster for 3 years, and that should be important to this organization.
How important is it Javon Holland, and what happens if Javon Holland, who's been very quiet, I know he mm-hmm. wants a new contract.
Yeah.
What happens? They go, hey, Javon, you're gonna have to wait. We're not gonna do it. Is he play hard and let it go, or how's that go?
I think it's important that we establish something about Javon. We don't know what level player he is yet. So how exactly are we supposed to know what to pay him? You know, what's the comparables? You know, really, how much would you pay Javon per year for contributions that he's made? I don't know that. I mean, Javon probably thinks and wants to be paid like an elite safety. Has he proven that he's an elite safety? So how, you know, I think it's going to be quite difficult for you to put a price point on what Javon Holland has done and can do. You know, the best case scenario, no, not really the best case, but if you do sign Tua to an extension, you have the franchise tag that allows you to lock up Javon for at least one more season. Safety yeah. prices are not
that's right. Not bad.
High.
Right.
But would Javon rather you give him an $8 million a year contract now? You know, I'm sure that they're you know, Chris Greer said they're going to negotiate with him. They're going to talk to him. Javon says they haven't even began any conversations with us. Javon is represented by Athletes First, which just so happens to represent everybody, including Tua, except for Tyreek. So, you know, clearly it's a conversation that Chris Greer can't avoid.
Right. Good point. I did not know that, by the way. That's a good piece of information that those guys are represented by the same agency. So it's a good one. And you know what? You and I are on the same page with this. Javon played in 12 games last year. I thought he played more than that. I did not realize. I know he missed the Kansas City game and yeah. late in the year after getting injured. I think it was the Jets game after the 99-yard
mm-hmm. yes.
Touchdown. He injured, but
He battled with a knee injury, and that was the first time I'd ever heard or seen a player suffer two knee injuries in the same play. And it was really difficult for him to come back from because he didn't have any other leg to sort of you know, right. You know, when something's going wrong with one, you kind of lean on the other. That wasn't the case for him. And you know, there was a level of frustration within the organization and within Vic Fangio about how long he took to come back. But I'm never, ever, ever, you know, I'm not part of your old school era, Joe, where you force a player onto the field even though he's not ready or capable of playing at the level that he's comfortable with. I will never support that. So I always support a player coming back when he feels like he's ready.
I don't disagree. I am not old school that way. I know it was like that, but I understand. But when doctors think you can play and you don't play, that just puts a little bit, you know, more pressure on the situation. But I want to add this. So Anthony Weaver comes in as defensive coordinator. These are what I'd like to see Javon's stats look like. He had Kyle Hamilton, who played in 15 mm-hmm. games last year. 3 sacks.
They are not the same player, Joe.
10 tackles for loss, 4 picks, and a touchdown. My God.
They are not the same player, Joe. That's not even fair. I think Kyle Hamilton is probably the best safety in the NFL, if not one of the best defenders in the NFL. I would – do you really see
yes.
Javon
I think the box? I think Javon is – every bit as athletic as
what?
As I'm just telling you. You ask me, I'm telling you. He's not as big.
Okay.
Kyle's 6'4", 220 pounds, and, you know, great player coming out of, I believe, Notre Dame, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
But I think he's good. I just they're to your point, though, I want to see him have the same kind of role because he can run, he can hit. He's one of the mm-hmm. Javon's a great tackler. He's done everything. Mm-hmm. He can cover in the slot. Hell. Might be one of their best cover guys. I really think he can do everything, and I just want to see him more involved in whatever the hell we're doing instead of just okay. putting him back there where he can't and, you know, he gets 5 or 6 tackles and that's it.
I think safeties are going to be heavily featured in Anthony
yeah,
Weaver's
me
defense,
too. Yeah.
Which is why I was very happy that they signed Marcus May because I thought safety was happened to be one of the thinnest positions on the roster. Now they've got 3 starting caliber safeties, and then you throw in Nick Needham into the mix and Elijah Campbell, 2 players who I have respect for. Hopefully Nick gets back to where he once was. Remember when he was a starter back before Kader Kohou emerged? I have a real good amount of respect for Nick. So I think they've got enough depth. Now the question is, who do you put in the box? I would feel more comfortable putting Jordan Poyer in the box than I would Javon Holland. And for this reason, Jordan Poyer has seen and forgotten more football than Javon Holland knows. The question that I have is, does he have the same foot speed to cover like he once did that earlier in his career? And my answer to that question would be no. So why would I have him back there playing free safety with Javon closer in a box? I want Javon to be that center fielder, that ball hawk, that last line of defense. But then again, that's not how you get paid in the NFL unless you get interceptions. So it'll be interesting to see what role he plays.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I'm curious to see because that whole organization said besides him missing all those games – we got to get more out of Javon. He's better than that. Mm-hmm. He's better than what that stat sheet tells me.
He is, and he has been for the duration of his career. The problem is you got to translate that to the game. You know, we know Javon's got instincts and got ball skills. He has the potential to be a playmaker. He showed you that in the Jets game and the 2 forced fumble game, but we just haven't seen it on a consistent basis. And I don't know how you put a price point on it for a player that you haven't seen it from yet.
Yeah, no. I that's why I think with all this going on, I know if I was a team, I'd go, missed a lot of games last year for us just to give him money. We got to see something. And by the way, seeing something is also durability, right? When you're a young guy trying to get a contract.
But he hasn't had any durability issues
until
last year's
Until the knees. You're right. I don't disagree. Hey, so you still worried mostly about center and 2 guards and depth at those positions or no?
Yeah. I think if we were going to nitpick the roster, and I think this is a pretty good roster, I would nitpick it from I would love to have one more cornerback, one more interior player, and then one more 5 technique edge player. I know we added Calais Campbell, but, you know, it's a hodgepodge of guys that I don't really know much about until I see them in training camp with pads on. I can't really vouch for any of them. None of them were significant enough for their team to even re-sign them to minimum-based contracts. So I can't sit here and tell you that they're going to be the answer for the Dolphins. Now, cornerback I just think is a little thin. I think you're one injury away at cornerback from kind of being in a desperate spot unless Nick Needham comes back and performs like a starter. We don't know who Kader Kohou is. You know, was he the guy that performed his rookie season, or was he the guy that showed up the second season? You know, that's a huge gamble right there. And I know you got Nick as your backup, nickel cornerback, but, you know, what do we know about Cam Smith? What do we know about Ethan Bonner? Those two guys, once something happens to Kendall Fuller or Jalen Ramsey, and I don't even expect either of those guys to play a significant amount of snaps in the exhibition season. So we're going to really see who Cam Smith and Ethan Bonner are. And the question is, are they NFL, you know, can they pass the sniff test on that one?
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting with rookies reporting here right around the corner, just a couple of weeks away. I just don't know in today's camp how rookies can catch up quickly, and you can have them. I understand they're going to play a lot in preseason football, but how if there is open competition for playing time, it's really hard for this rookie class outside of pass rushers, because you just got guys that they're going to have to line up and play. But for some of these positions, unless you get to play a lot and get some experience, how do you get ready for September?
Oh, well, I mean, they're going to get a lot of run in the exhibition season, because I don't think this organization believes in playing their veterans in the exhibition season, and I don't, I totally support that cause, because I don't want to see Teron Armstead, you know.
No, I don't either. I'd rather have him a little rusty in September in that first game against Jacksonville. Yeah,
absolutely. So Patrick Paul is going to get a lot of run. These wide receivers, I mean, I think they're going to get a lot of run in the exhibition season, because how much are you playing Tyreek and how much are you playing Jalen Waddle or Odell Beckham? I don't even know if Odell Beckham
may play. Yeah, that's a good point. He may not play. Hey, so I do have to ask you this one. I think we're all kind of curious. We had a full rookie class this year pretty much with the, you know, with the picks. What guy you kind of think by the end of the year we're going to be talking most about of that rookie class that will have the biggest impact on this team?
I think Chop Robinson. I think even if you get back Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, I think Chop Robinson, in my mind, he's going to be the elephant. You remember when we had that defense where Jason Taylor could just walk around and cherry pick where he's going to attack the quarterback? Chop Robinson has this elite get off. That's the number one trait that he has. Rare athleticism, elite get off, and I have him moving around. Remember when we used Jerome Baker in that scheme in what was it, Brian Flores' last year? I think Chop Robinson is a guy where you're just going to use him as a chess piece that helps you get pressure. So I definitely see him being a 400 snap player.
Real quickly, just to follow up to that one, where does Kamara fit into this thing? Does he get snaps? You expect he'll play some?
As I told you, I think both of those edge rushers begin the season on the PUP, so you're going to have to make it through the bye week with those rookie edge rushers, and we'll see if they can pass the sniff test. You got them, and you got Shaq Barrett, and that's pretty much it. So they're going to have to hold it down for a good duration, for at least six games.
Yeah. Hey, man, thank you. Really appreciate it, Omar. Have a good time with, I guess, the families are going to get together, as I'm hearing. You're getting together with the Hollywoods?
Yes. We're probably going to go to Water Park on Sunday. Yes. I'm going to get the wife's approval so I can babysit the boys.
That's going to be a great segment. Omar babysitting. Yeah, that's huge.
I'm
going to
be very responsible Omar, who shows that I'm a great parent and I'm a great supervisor of kids. But the truth is, whenever I get the kids, I'm going to tell them, like, just tear up the house, guys. We'll clean it up before mom and dad gets home.
Oh, you won't have to worry about that. No. Leon's fine. Leon's a mellow kid. He's a little monster. There's a chance, He's a wild
one. I just want to see Omar going down a water slide. That's really why I'm doing it.
All right. Omar.
My daughter's adventurous, too, so she will definitely go down a water slide.
Omar, have a great couple of days, man. Take care and thank you.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald, joining us. We got a lot more. Mike Florio going to join us in this 9 o'clock hour. Mike moving up a couple of days, so we'll jump into some things with him with the National Football League. We'll have all that stuff coming up. But first, well, we always talk about it. We can't even talk about our teams without talking about sports-related injuries. I mean, right? It never stops. You know, I even was meeting with the people of Baptist Health. We had a lunch together, and they're like, yeah. I go, I know. I know it'd be nice to come in here and go, hey, man, we're not doing much. Everybody's healthy, but that's just not real, man. That's not reality of what's going on when it comes to sports, individual and team sports. Sooner or later, if you're competing, you're active, you're going to get injured. And where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins Trust. Baptist Health South Florida and that sports medicine program they put together is top dog. You know, they call it top 50 because they don't rank them. But if they did, they put that Baptist Health South Florida group right there at the top here in South Florida. Man, they are good. Some of the top specialists, the team doctors. It's really cool the way it works. So the team doctors that travel and are with the teams basically every day, they have an injury and they call, check it out, and then they have the specialist come in right away and they take a look at it, knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement and Achilles. We got specialists for every part of that, every one. Two or three doctors in every one of specialized parts of the body. So anything you're going through, boy, the Dr. Swartzens of the world go, hey, they call them and they have them come in and you get to see them right away and you get great results because they have seen your injury so many times. They know how to fix it and they know how to get you back out playing the sports you love the most. And we've got convenient locations all over South Florida. Dade and Broward, you are covered, man. From Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables to Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility to 595 and Pine Island Implantation. We got you, man, with the best doctors working all over South Florida for you and all those athletes. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most. All right, welcome back. Almost ready to hit this 9 o'clock hour with a little Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. God, did Mike hit the jackpot for an attorney that got that name, and that thing just exploded to the point that NBC now owns, I think, half of it, if I'm not mistaken. But Mike's doing great and has really taken off and has done real well. So anyway, he'll join us come up. So I got to get back to this real quickly. I want to start with this soccer thing. If we have parents, like Woody says, telling their kids, nah, you're not going to be a soccer player. They don't make any money. You really have no life as a parent. I mean, seriously. It would, if parents are running around telling their kids that
you
kids.
Stop. You're blowing this way out of proportion.
No, you said it, jerky.
You're blowing it way out of proportion, though. You understand, like, the percentage of kids that go pro, right?
In every sport, I do. Every sport, yes.
Yeah, I mean, what is it, like 0.001%? Like, come on.
You got to be lucky, yes.
So if you're one of those kids, then, you know, maybe soccer's not the route for you.
Well, but why can't it be some of those guys? We got kids that have grown up here in South Florida are playing
USA
for Inter
soccer now?
No, but just to give you an example.
What do you think the average salary in the MLS is?
It's not very much. But the kids are happy.
Oh, they're
and they're
happy.
Playing something they love.
They're happy.
Apparently, just be miserable and worry about... Woody, there's got to be a passion before you always bring up friggin' money. You got to have something you're good at.
You talk about money all the time on this show.
I do for what we're talking about. You just sound like you seriously haven't been around sports that think that there's not passion to it and that like only loser
so
kids
why,
play soccer.
So why is USA Soccer what it is? Why are they always?
I think it's gotten a lot better. I know, and they've lost a couple of games.
They just got knocked out of the tournament. It took them three games to get knocked to lose two and get knocked out. So
I think we've got a record
amount.
Everyone
says the coach is terrible. I don't know. Is it really that's the reason they're that bad?
No, but probably some of it since he's getting blasted. Greg Berhalter.
It's like how you said his name.
Burr. Yeah, Woody, I just
think there are reasons why it's not that popular in this.
So I looked it up because I thought, hey, maybe the team just sucks, man. Maybe we got this guy Christian Pulisic playing by himself. Maybe he's just got a bunch of guys that are way below him, and it's not like he's the number one player in Europe himself. He's a really good player, nice story, made some good money. Somebody said yesterday he makes $7, $8 million a year. But we got 15 players playing on Big Five European League teams. So
Big Five?
I don't know, whatever they
call it. Would you call Dave Hyde?
Well, can I study something or read up on it? I'm not just coming here and saying, you don't do anything, then you want to sit back there and make fun of me, jerky.
By the way, the text thing, everyone's like split on this, and there's no debating that soccer is not, I mean, it's just behind the other sports. Look at them. Look at the team. The USA team's always been bad.
It's the most popular sport in the world.
I understand, but it's not in this country.
No.
And there's a whole lot of other sports that are significantly more lucrative than soccer. Someone says passion doesn't pay the bills, Joe.
Okay.
By the way, I did look it up. The average salary in the MLS is under $600,000. So you'd be like a really good lawyer.
Sound like a great mom and dad that has kids telling them he's not playing that. They don't make any money.
You could be a radio host and make that. Take away the NBA and the NFL and we dominate soccer. There you go. The U.S. doesn't have the talent to compete in soccer, and that's fine. We don't really care anyway. Screw soccer, says the 305. That is not my unique thought there. That is a 305 guy.
Well,
I like soccer.
Do we all agree on this?
It's not as important.
It's like the first sport. Like, I already know my grandkids, my grandsons are getting ready to play on the same soccer team.
Everybody played soccer.
Right.
When they were little. Everyone.
Right. That's the first sport you play, right? First one, you can run around out there and you go, stop following him. Get up there. You feel if your kid's not aggressive, just kind of follows the other kids and then waves at you, you know, and you go through that whole thing.
The guy says, I want my kid to be a pro pickleball player. So it's not a bad route. The money's there.
By the way,
did I see you were mingling with a pickleball player over the weekend? Did I catch that?
Can I tell you what happened? It's almost 9 o'clock.
I know, but I think I saw something.
Woody, that's the guy that at my club was going, why are you playing tennis? You should be playing pickleball.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to punch him in the face. That guy, and then he wouldn't leave me alone. He goes, oh, I'm not playing for a week. I don't care. I wanted to say, I was there having fun. Like, he's throwing pickleball. He's pickleballing me to death. And I don't know if he was jerking me around. I don't care about pickleball. I don't care. Play it. Great. I hope there are more pickleball courts are going up. You're taking more tennis courts from us. I hope you're happy. Seriously, it's terrible. Yeah,
I got to tell you, they tagged you on Twitter. I mean, you look like you could not have been more interested in that conversation. Like you were locked in, you were enjoying it. They tagged you on a tweet with a picture of you guys
with that guy.
Yeah,
You have it.
That's how I know about it.
Oh God. By the way, the guy didn't even look in shape.
Don't be a phony, though, pickleball.
Bro.
Don't be a phony. You looked very into whatever you guys.
What were
was
I
about.
Supposed to do? Mean to the guy who was up there in the VIP.
You don't have to be
he
a
was
fraud.
With the Hard Rock people.
You know, and you went full Tannenbaum on the guy.
All right, we got to go to break here. You're a jerk today. You were doing so well, and then you just got this great ability to. Somebody said, if Hollywood was here, I'd punch him in the face. You were here, and I didn't want him to.
Yeah, that's why I sent the pickleball guy over to you.
Hey, listen, man.
You know, Steph just came in here, and he was like, bro, how come Joe didn't offer me a beer on his tab? And I said, he didn't offer me one either. I just went and got one. Like, that's how you got to do it.
Steph really said that?
He did. He was upset.
I don't care.
I mean, it's easy to get him upset these days. But
yeah, he's not real happy when once he walks through this front door here at this job. Hey, I'm not an attorney for any firm out there. I do think the world of Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, and I know who I would use if I have to go through any kind of problems. I have a problem out there with injury, but I want to let you know, boy, Cohen and Judah, boy, they've been around for a long, long time, more than 30 years. And the names, I always tell people that are on the law firm, will handle your case personally, start to finish. And I always tell everybody this, too. Small enough to handle fender benders, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida. And as Harvey always tells me, Joe, have them just go to the website, man, CohenandJudah.com. You know, I want to let you know, there are a lot of people out there making a lot of promises. I hear them on TV. I hear them on the radio. We're making promises. We can do this. We can do that. And then all of a sudden, we find out we got a lot of unhappy clients out there. They won't communicate. They never get back to me. I don't even know who's working on it for me. Hey, we understand, and they understand at Cohen and Judah, it's important to you. And you're waiting to find out what's going to happen. You want somebody busting their butt and working hard for you. Cohen and Judah will do it. Matter of fact, come down and see them. You get a free second opinion on your injury case. So if you're not happy where you are and you hired that law firm that apparently forgot about you, you won't get that with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. No siree. The results, excellent client reviews, trial lawyers, they do it all for you. Check them out. Go to CohenandJudah.com. 866-FAIR-FEE, 866-324-7333. Do your homework. And then you'll be talking to Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Almost ready to hit this 9 o'clock hour with little Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. God, did Mike hit the jackpot for an attorney that got that name, and that thing just exploded to the point that NBC now owns, I think, half of it, if I'm not mistaken. But Mike's doing great and has really taken off and has done real well. So anyway, he'll join us come up. So I got to get back to this real quickly. I want to start with this soccer thing. If we have parents, like Woody says, telling their kids, nah, you're not going to be a soccer player, they don't make any money, you really have no life as a parent. I mean, seriously. It would, if parents are running around telling their kids that
would
kids...
Stop, you're blowing this way out of proportion.
No, you said it, jerky.
You're blowing it way out of proportion, though. You understand, like, the percentage of kids that go pro, right?
In every sport, I do. Every sport, yes.
Yeah, I mean, what is it, like 0.001%? Like, come on.
You got to be lucky, yes.
So if you're one of those kids, then, you know, maybe soccer's not the route for you.
Well, but why can't it be some of those guys? We got kids that have grown up here in South Florida are playing
USA
for Inter
soccer now?
No, but just to give you an example.
What do you think the average salary in the MLS is?
It's not very much. But the kids are happy.
Oh, they're
and they're
happy.
Playing something they love.
As long as happy.
Apparently, just be miserable and worry about... Woody, there's got to be a passion before you always bring up friggin' money. You got to have something you're good at.
You talk about money all the time on this show.
I do for what we're talking about. You just sound like you seriously haven't been around sports that think that there's not passion to it and that like only loser
so
kids
why,
play soccer.
So why is USA Soccer what it is? Why are they always...
I think it's gotten a lot better. I know, and they've lost a couple of games.
They just got knocked out of the tournament. It took them 3 games to get knocked to lose 2 and get knocked out. So
I think we've got a record
Everyone
amount.
Says the coach is terrible. I don't know. Is it really that's the reason they're that bad?
No, but probably some of it since he's getting blasted. Greg Berhalter.
It's like how you say his name.
Burr. Yeah, Woody. I just
think there are reasons why it's not that popular in this.
So I looked it up because I thought, hey, maybe the team just sucks, man. Maybe we got this guy Christian Pulisic playing by himself. Maybe he's just got a bunch of guys that are way below him, and it's not like he's the number one player in Europe himself. He's a really good player, nice story, made some good money. Somebody said yesterday he makes $7-8 million a year. But we got 15 players playing on Big Five European League teams. So
Big Five?
I don't know, whatever they
would
call
it. Would you call Dave Hyde?
Well, can I study something or read up on it? I'm not just coming here and saying, you don't do anything, then you want to sit back there and make fun of me, jerky.
By the way, the text thing, everyone's like split on this, and there's no debating that soccer is not, I mean, it's just behind the other sports. Look at it. I mean, look at the team. The USA team's always been bad.
It's the most popular sport in the world.
I understand, but it's not in this country.
No.
And there's a whole lot of other sports that are significantly more lucrative than soccer. Someone says passion doesn't pay the bills, Joe.
Okay.
By the way, I did look it up. The average salary in the MLS is under $600,000. So you'd be like a really good lawyer.
Sound like a great mom and dad that has kids telling them, he's not playing that. They don't make any money.
You could be a radio host and make that. Take away the NBA and the NFL and we dominate soccer. There you go.
That was
the U.S. doesn't have the talent to compete in soccer, and that's fine. We don't really care anyway. Screw soccer, says the 305. That is not my unique thought there. That is a 305 guy.
Well,
I like soccer.
Do we all agree on this?
It's not as important.
It's like the first sport. Like, I already know my grandkids, my grandsons are getting ready to play on the same soccer team.
Everybody played soccer.
Right.
When they were little. Everyone.
Right. That's the first sport you play, right? First one, you can run around out there and you go, stop following him. Get up there. You feel if your kid's not aggressive, just kind of follows the other kids and then waves at you, you know, and you go through that whole thing.
The guy says, I want my kid to be a pro pickleball player. That's not a bad route. The money's there.
By the way,
did I see you were mingling with a pickleball player over the weekend?
My God.
I catch that?
Can I tell you what happened? It's almost 9 o'clock.
I know, but I think I saw something.
Woody, that's the guy that at my club was going, why are you playing tennis? You should be playing pickleball.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to punch him in the face. That guy, and then he wouldn't leave me alone. He goes, oh, I'm not playing for a week. I don't care. I want to say, I was there having fun. Like, he's throwing pickleball. He's pickleballing me to death. And I don't know if he was jerking me around. I don't care about pickleball. I don't care. Play it. Great. I hope there are more pickleball courts are going up. You're taking more tennis courts from us. I hope you're happy. Seriously, it's terrible. Yeah.
I got to tell you, they tagged you on Twitter. I mean, you look like you could not have been more interested in that conversation. Like, you were locked in. You were enjoying it. They tagged you on a tweet with a picture of you guys.
With that guy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You have it?
That's how I know about it.
Oh, God. And by the way, the guy didn't even look in shape, by the way, to
be
playing pickleball.
Don't be a phony. You looked very into whatever you guys
were
talking
about. What was I supposed to do? Mean to the guy who was up there in the VIP?
You don't have to be a fraud.
He was with the Hard Rock people.
You know, and you went full Tannenbaum on the guy.
All right, we got to go to break here. You're a jerk today. You were doing so well, and then you just got this great ability to. Somebody said, if Hollywood was here, I'd punch him in the face. You were here, and I didn't want him to.
Yeah, that's why I sent the pickleball guy over to you.
Hey, listen, man.
You know, Steph just came in here, and he was like, bro, how come Joe didn't offer me a beer on his tab? And I said, he didn't offer me one either. I just went and got one. Like, that's how you got to do it.
Steph really said that?
He did. He was upset.
I mean,
it's easy to get him upset these days. But
yeah, he's not real happy when once he walks through this front door here at this job. Hey, I'm not an attorney for any firm out there. I do think the world of Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, and I know who I would use if I have to go through any kind of problems. I have a problem out there with injury, but I want to let you know, boy, Cohen and Judah, boy, they've been around for a long, long time, more than 30 years. And the names I always tell people that are on the law firm will handle your case personally, start to finish. And I always tell everybody this, too. Small enough to handle fender benders, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida. And as Harvey always tells me, Joe, have them just go to the website, man, CohenandJudah.com. You know, I want to let you know, there are a lot of people out there making a lot of promises. I hear them on TV. I hear them on the radio. We're making promises. We can do this. We can do that. And then all of a sudden, we find out we got a lot of unhappy clients out there. They won't communicate. They never get back to me. I don't even know who's working on it for me. Hey, we understand, and they understand at Cohen and Judah, it's important to you. And you're waiting to find out what's going to happen. You want somebody busting their butt and working hard for you. Cohen and Judah will do it. Matter of fact, come down and see them. You get a free second opinion on your injury case. So if you're not happy where you are and you hired that law firm that apparently forgot about you, you won't get that with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. No siree. The results, excellent client reviews, trial lawyers, they do it all for you. Check them out. Go to CohenandJudah.com. 866-FAIR-FEE, 866-324-7333. Do your homework. And then you'll be talking to Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.